Watch this. The recovering of sight to the blind. What's that for? So that you might see. You blind to those truths. You walk according to the dictates of this natural world, man. Your five sense reasonings, man. You know, what you can see and touch and feel and handle and everything else, man. That ain't how God designed for you to live. God designed for you to live by that sixth sense. Which one is that? Faith. Total confidence and trust, boy, in your source and your sustainer. Who is that? Our Father, which art in heaven. Let me tell you something. He got you, even if you don't know it. I'm talking about you could go out the worst way. You could go out in a plane crash, man, and be a mighty man of God. And instead of, man, dying, living old and good life and everything else, man, you can, man, go out, man, in a terrible plane crash, man, at just 60 years old. Lord, you think that matter? How you go out of here? Let me tell you something. You think that's something? Jesus Christ died on the cross, man. He was 33 years old. Excruciating death. That's one of the first forms of punishment, man, in that day and time that it was. It wasn't just no easy thing right there. Boy, golly, you can't even imagine that. Suffering, man, all that time. In agony. You go out in a big plane crash, man, it's all over. Remember one of my mentors went out in a plane crash. I said, Lord, how that? Hey, let me tell you something. So he wasn't but 60 years old, Lord. And then when the Lord told me my son Jesus wasn't but 30, 33, he went out and something worse than a plane crash. The plane crash was all over it instantly. You know, he came up to me in a blaze of glory. Hallelujah. He said, well, Jesus Christ suffered in his death. And he was half that age. He wasn't but 33. Now, what's the deal, Lord? Let me tell you something. He did what I told him to do. Matter of fact, you are a result of what of the fulfillment of his purpose. And many others. Through. Just like Jesus, man. When he threw, he said, now, Father, no man take my life from me. What you sent me to do, Father? You sent me, man, to live the life that you required them to live. You sent me to pay the penalty for their sins. You sent me, man, you know, but most of all, you sent me to establish, man, a governing system upon this earth. You sent me to reestablish your kingdom rule. Your kingdom rule. Not your kingdom rule after the fall. Your kingdom rule that was before the fall. What you was doing before Adam and Eve ate off the tree of the knowledge of good. What you were talking about before they ate off of that. What you were telling him then. Can you imagine? See, you ain't heard that gospel. That's the gospel of the kingdom. That's what I preach. That's what I proclaim unto you. That was in the beginning. That tells a story, man, of the start of mankind. And then after that, the rest of the book, man, is the fall of man and how God is dealing with the fall of mankind. I'm talking about, boy, what was in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. That's what I preach to you. That's it. That's it. Man, over and over and over and over and over again. I don't have but one message. What's that? All of the kingdom of heaven is available to you right now. All because of this love of God that he has for you. How he sent his son. What his son is? His son ain't it. His son is just the way to it. No man come back. What's it? To come back, man, into the presence of the Most High God, to come back into Eden, to come back into that fellowship that you had with, that Adam and Eve had with God before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, to come back to that. Listen, it was heaven on earth. It wasn't Adam and Eve up in heaven, man. It was heaven on earth. That's what the Garden of Eden is, heaven on earth. Can you imagine that atmosphere, that environment of earth, not just in a spot on the earth for a moment, the life of place with an open door, well, into the very presence of the Lord. Well, can you imagine what kind of environment that is? And it's for a moment. It was for a moment on the spot. It wasn't all over the earth. It was on the spot. And there where God placed Adam and Eve at. And from there, he told them to be fruitful and multiply and make the whole earth just like this spot. We didn't reduce it down to how well the preacher preached and if you stood up your emotion and if you felt something and everything else, man. Man, ain't no kingdom of heaven set up nowhere in your home, in your life, in your mind. What's the kingdom of heaven? The lifestyle of heaven, the culture of heaven, the nature of heaven, the attributes of heaven, the blessings of heaven. I ain't talking about the blessing of this world. The blessing of heaven. You ain't got to have a quarter in your pocket, man. Let me tell you something. Got folks, I hear my people talking about their money and everything. Let me tell you something, baby. See, you're talking about your money here on earth. And I think the most you can get, what, is a trillionaire? I ain't heard nobody say nothing more than that. I got more than that, you know. But let me tell you something, man, that ain't nothing compared to the treasure of heaven. You know what you are in heaven? You're not no millionaire. You're not no billionaire. You're not no trillionaire. You know what we are? We kingionaires. What's a kingionaire? King on everything. Everything. Come, you who are blessed of your father, and inherit the kingdom that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. Listen, the streets paved with gold there. The streets. What do we walk on is gold. Where we get the value of our money from and everything else down here in the natural world. Excuse me. You're talking about the treasures of this world, man. You can't listen. Boy, my God supply all my needs. Not according to the economy. Not according to how much money I got into my bank account. But according to his riches. His riches. How rich is he? I told you he's a king in there. And if he's a king in there, what the king on? Everything. And then the king on to say this here. That's why I'm an heir of him. I'm an heir of the king. I'm an heir of the king in there. All that the king in there have, I'm an heir of it. I inherit it. All of the kingdom of heaven. That's my inheritance. That belonged to me. And that ain't just something belonged to me, man, when I get saved and quit doing this. That was mine before the foundation of the world. That's what Jesus Christ come bring back. What was mine? What was that, man? That it might be in my life here on earth just like it is in heaven. We trying to live right, man, wait till we get to heaven, man, and start, man, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ come brought that to this earth. You know what's behind that door? I told you, peace that passes all understanding. Listen, your back can be up against the wall, and your loved one can have been there and passed away, man. I'm talking about, man, you don't worry about nothing. How would you feel if you knew? Listen to this. How would you feel if you knew that everything, I don't care what it is, everything was all right? How would you feel? No matter what came your way, what matter what the deal was, good, bad, how would you feel if you knew that everything was all right? You ought to feel that way. You know why? Because your life is hid in Christ. And everything is all right. And he who have begun a good work on the inside of us, he going to complete it. You know what the good work that he begun on the inside of us, boy? That we should be just like him, holy and without blame, covered in his love, a workmanship created in his image, created just like him, with all power, sovereignty, dominion. That's a king. That's a king in you. That's a ruler in me. That's a... But there's a mighty man and a mighty woman of God on the inside of every last one of us that can do all things through Christ. Who is Christ? What is Christ? Christ is the anointed king. I'm going to tell you about a mystery that's been hidden, man, from ages and ages, man. And I'm talking about even been lost in what the religion that we call Christianity. It's in Colossians. He said this. You know, he say, man, thanks be unto God, who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness and placed us over into the kingdom of his dear son. That's in Colossians chapter 1. And later on in that chapter, man, around verse 23, it says something like this here. And I show you a mystery that's been hidden from ages and ages, but is now being manifested, born to us. What's that mystery? Christ in you, the hope of glory. What? Christ in you. Who? Christ in you. Who you talking about? Jesus Christ? No. Him, he already in there. He's there. I ain't talking about that, though. Lord help me. I'm talking about, boy, that anointed king that you are, that's on the inside of you. That king in you. That anointed king in you. Yes, Christ is the anointed king, but he come to tell you, boy, that, man, you are anointed king, too. There's an anointed king in you, too. There's a Christ in you, too. There's a mighty man, there's a mighty woman, there's a mighty boy, there's a mighty girl on the inside of you too. Why we ain't living that way? Because you don't know how to live. You don't know how to live that way. You know why? Because you're trying to live according to man, the laws that God gave Moses, man. Let me tell you something. There are other laws that, man, that God gave Adam, man, in the garden, man, before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And all them laws that came after that, man, you know, everything else, even the law he gave Adam from the beginning, all that, man, was a means, man, to one end, but to get you back into the original laws. And see, the ones that Moses gave and the ones that everybody else, that the prophets talked about and everything else, that's the law that God was given to fallen man. God gave Adam and Eve some laws in the garden. God gave Adam, mankind, some laws in the garden to live by. Those were the original laws. And when he broke those laws, all these other laws that we broke and that God told Moses about, that's the result of us, man, breaking the original laws. And listen, to get back to the original law that God broke, you don't get back to that through the observance of the Mosaic law. That was just a schoolmaster, man, until, boy, the righteous demands of a just God could be met. What's the righteous demand of a just God? The penalty for sin is death. And all of us have sinned and fallen short of the mark. So all of us have died and born in sin and shaped in iniquity, separated from God. Because of the penalty, God can't go back on his word. But the gift of God is eternal life. We all have sinned. But God's love, look past all our faults, all our mistakes, all our weakness, all our inabilities, man. And he saw, boy, what we really needed. What we really needed, we just wanted to be loved. We just want to be accepted. We just want to be appreciated. We just want to be well thought of by people. But let me tell you something, what your wife like that, because brother, that's what you want from your father. That's built in on the inside of us. That's built in on the inside of every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. What is that? That's to be loved, accepted, appreciated, and thought well of. Even in spite of their faults and mistakes and weaknesses and inabilities and everything else, man. No one left behind. Jesus said, Father, all that you gave me, I ain't leaving none behind. Yeah, but man, you know, man, them disciples cut up, man, even after you left here, man, they had some issues and everything else. Even Paul and all of them, man, you know. Oh, God. Boy, that's some laws, boy, in the kingdom of God that the church don't know about. Listen, I've been studying God's word for, man, since 19, well, all my life, really, from a little bit of boy, but really a student of the word of God since 1980. I mean, I didn't join church. I kind of like Paul. Yeah, I went off, man, and I all I wanted to know was what the word say, because I heard his voice. That's what changed my life. A personal encounter, a personal. I listen, this ain't no feeling. I'm talking about, boy, the word of God. And ever since then, man, that's all I ever desired was to hear God talk to me again. And it got to the place, man, where I saw, man, in his word, after I got a little clarity and understanding, I didn't go join the church. I went and started opening up my Bible and started reading the word. And, boy, after a while of reading the word, man, I thought I could hear him talking to me again. First time, it was an audible voice, man, from heaven, from the unseen realm. This time, he was speaking to me, man, through a man. Gave me some mentors in my life to help me get rooted and grounded when I first came in. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. For what? For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of our ministries. And then, boy, I became a disciple. I didn't become a Christian. I didn't become a Baptist. I didn't become a Methodist. I didn't become a Muslim. I became a student of the word. I became a disciple of Christ. Because that's what he said. Go and make disciples of all men. What's a disciple? That's a learner. That's a student. That's being taught and trained and conditioned to instruct for change. Instructions. And man, I just studied the word. And I didn't study the word like most people do. You know, most ministers, they study the word, they get a sermon out of it. No, I saw something in the word. The Bible says in the beginning was the word. That's the express logos, the logos. That's the expression of God's idea. God's idea expressed, spoken. And boy, I saw that in him was life. and the life that was in him who the word was the light of men. Because men was in darkness and dead and trespassing and sin. And here come the word. What did he come to do, man? How were we in living in darkness? What's darkness? Ignorance. Ignorant to what? Ignorant to who we really are, what we really have, where we really come from, why we really here, what we really can do, where we really going to end up at. And you've been in search for that, man, ever since, man, because you lost that. Boy, let me tell you something. Boy, what God was telling Adam and Eve and everything, all about that. He ain't stopped talking. That's what Jesus Christ come talking about. He wasn't preaching Calvary. He wasn't preaching, man, all the things that we preaching in the church. All those, man, listen, that don't mean that not to be preached, man, but that wasn't his message. All those was contained in his message. What was his message? All of the kingdom of heaven, everything that you lost in Adam has been restored back to you. All your sovereignty, all your dominion. What you mean, man? Let me tell you something, man. You don't have to go to the priest. You don't have to go to God through the priest no more. You can go boldly, boldly to the throne of God's grace and obtain mercy, man, and find grace to help you in your time of need. Sometimes you might not be able to get to the preacher. You can go boldly yourself. You can come boldly, man, into the presence of the Most High yourself. You can grow up in God yourself. You may become a start out being a follower, then a leader, then an agent of change. So you go out into the world and do the same thing, man, Jesus did, told the disciple. What? Go and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. And lo, I'll be with you forever. And nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of our Father that he has for us. So I just studied the word, man, to get the life that was in the word. I don't know the Bible too much in chapter and verse. If you ask me where it is at, I quote all kinds of scriptures. It's all in my heart, all in me. It's all, it, listen, God told me, man, way back then, you just fill yourself up with the word of God. And, man, I know how to bring it out. You just like a Coke machine. You got all them different slides. You just fill your, I say, Lord, what you want me to do? He said, you just fill it all up, man, with the kingdom of God. And I don't care what button you hit, the orange, the Sprite, the Coke, the root beer, the Dr. Pepper. If all them slides ain't filled up with nothing but Coke, it don't matter what slot you hit, ain't nothing coming out but Coke. It don't matter what slot you hit in my life, brother, ain't nothing coming out, man, but the gospel of the kingdom. That's it. I don't have one mandate. I don't have one assignment. He when he sent them disciples out, man, he told them two by two. He said he specifically told them, go preach the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven and cast out devils and heal the sick. And they followed the simple instruction. They didn't go preach Jesus. They didn't go tell men about how Jesus died, going to die for our sin and everything going to be all right. No, they went and preached men the kingdom of heaven, what Jesus was telling them. What was he telling them about this kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven? It's available to you right now. He said, here, I'll show you. Ain't no sickness in heaven. So they brought the sick people to him. He didn't heal some. He didn't heal most. He healed all those. All those that came to him. All those that came to him, not some, all those that came to him, he healed them all. Why? Because, man, he was walking in a realm, in a dominion. He was walking in Eden. Eden healed. Ain't no sickness in heaven. Come up in my domain, in my circle of influence, and you want some healing in Jesus' circle of influence, you're going to get it. Well, man, we ain't living like that, man, because we just not coming to the knowledge, man. I told you, boy, this gospel of the kingdom been hidden in religions for the last 1,800 years, buried in the graveyard of religion. Till we, man, we replaced, man, what God told us to go and preach, man, not with no bad thing. Let me say something wrong right here. The devil's most successful tactic against us, the believers in the body of Christ, especially us ministers, he know he can't get us to go rob no bank, go steal nothing, go do all them things like that. So he don't come on too much like that. You know what his most successful tactic going to be against us? It's the man preoccupy us with doing good things. That's his most successful tactic against us, to get us doing good things. You know why? Because good things take time, take energy. So if he can get us, man, all our time and all our energy spent on doing a good thing. Listen, you could be doing a good thing, it don't necessarily mean it's the right thing. And if you're doing a good thing that's not the right thing, then it's the wrong thing. Then you're doing the wrong thing. So, you know, so it's a good thing, man, to preach and teach, man, the kingdom, I mean, all about Jesus and his death and his burial and his resurrection. As long as you don't find out about that kingdom, as long as you don't find out the gospel about that kingdom, the good news about that kingdom, or you can hear it in byproducts and hear people talk about it, but as long as it don't become the subject matter to everything that you're doing, what do you mean the subject matter, the theme of everything that you're doing, what? The reestablishment of God's kingdom back upon this earth. Now, the reestablishment of personal relationship. Let me tell you something. When you know that your sins, man, is removed for us, the east is from the west, that he don't even remember no more, that, man, you can go boldly to the throne of God's grace without any sense of guilt. This is the problem here. We going to go boldly because we got a sense of guilt and condemnation because of our shortcomings and our faults and our weaknesses. If that's the case, man, I don't care who you are. Can't nobody go there. Because until you reach the stature of Christ, until you reach the fullness of a stature of Christ, until you look just like Christ, act just like Christ, then we pressing on. That's the prize of the high calling. That's the end. What? Ruling and reigning on the earth forever and ever and ever and ever. And it's on earth just like it is in heaven. I'm going to say that again. Ruling and reigning, man, in life on earth forever. In heaven on earth forever and ever and ever. And it's in our life here on earth just like it is in heaven. That's the finished product. Anything short of that is sin. What's sin, Arthur? Transgression of God's law. What's God's law, Arthur? Let's make man in our image and in our likeness and let them have dominion. Over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, over all the earth. So God created man in his image. In his image created he them. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, empowered them, put on the inside of them the potential to fulfill everything that he said, just said about them. And told them, be fruitful. And multiply. Make the whole earth just like this right here, man, what's going on between you and I. Just the same atmosphere that's going on, that's right here out of where you are right now, and I'm going to plant a garden. I'm going to plant that garden there. Listen, God planted the garden, not man. And there he placed the man, in that place, in that atmosphere, in that environment, in the presence of the Lord. Walking and talking with him in the cool of the day, the heat of the day, whatever part of the day it might be, man, unbroken fellowship. That's how God wants to commune with you. That's how God wants to fellowship with you. That's how God wants to get to know you. He wants you to come running to him. Even when you fall, come running to him. He's easily touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He's not holding things against us. He wants us to come to him, man, and find grace and mercy and help in our time of need, in our time of trouble. So he can cleanse us, man, from all the unrighteousness that's still in our lives. So that we can press on toward the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. Let me tell you something while I'm right here. It just popped up in my spirit. You don't have to take no thought, man, for what you're going to eat, how you're going to make it. Let me say it in a simple way, man. You see, we worry about the cares of this world and everything else and the secret of riches and light bills and house notes and how we going to make it and living a good life here on earth. Let me tell you something. Your Father in heaven know that you have need of all those things. He know that. You think he don't know that? He said, but if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all them things that you worry about, light bill, car notes, house notes, what you going to eat, what you going to wear, how you going to live, where you going to live, all those things that you're worrying about, you don't have to worry about that. Your Heavenly Father know that you have need of that. If he feed the birds of the air And if he clothed the lilies of the field, and you think he's going to take care of his own children? You? How I get that happening in my life? How I get the source and the sustainer? That's father means, source and sustainer. Not only the source of our life, but he will take care of his children. He will provide for his children. He will deliver his children. He will save his children. He will be a very present help in this. Listen, one brother asked me, he said, hey, listen, what you going to do if a crisis come up on you, man? You know, and I told him this, I said, hey, listen, the first thing I'm going to do is pray. Then he come back and later on, he say, well, hey, you know, when I'm in a crisis like this, you know, and it's something I got to do right now, I ain't got time to pray, you know. And listen, let me tell you something. I ain't got time to wait on God, man, you know. That's because you don't know prayer. Let me tell you something. God's a very present help in your time of need. You better pray, especially if you don't know what to do. That's the time to pray. And let me tell you something. I ain't talking about no answer going to happen six months down the line. He's a very present help right now in a time of need. He'll answer you right then. He'll give you, man, what you need right then. He'll give you the solution, the answer, right then. You ain't got to wait on no answer. Wait for him to come, man. That's religious prayer. That's a hoping and a praying. I ain't talking about that. That ain't in the kingdom. That's in religion. That's in Christianity. You're hoping and a praying. I'm going to go on and say it. Because, man, listen, there's a whole lot of things we've been praying for that we should have been had. Know why we ain't got it yet? Because we praying for stuff that we already have. We praying for God to bless us. We already blessed. We praying for God to save us. We already saved. We praying for God to heal us. Jesus did that 2,000 years ago. By stripes, we were healed. We praying for God to deliver us. Who the Son said free is free indeed. We asking God to provide for us, man. God said, I supply all your need according to his riches and glory. It's already supplied. Already done. Instead of prayer of petition, that ought to be prayer of thanksgiving. You got to go to God and say, thank you, Lord, all my needs met. Thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Jesus, I'm here. Thank you, Lord, I got everlasting life. Thank you, Lord, all my children is blessed and highly favored and got everlasting life, too. Thank you, Lord, that my neighbors and my community, that man, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you done, Lord. Even though I might not see it in this natural, but there's another law that God gave Adam and Eve, man, way back before the fall. That's the law of faith. How are we supposed to live this life, Arthur? The just shall live by faith. How the just gonna live, Arthur? By faith. Faith in what? Faith in the word of God. Faith in what God said. Listen, I ain't talking about believing what he said. We didn't mix those two up together. Faith and belief, they twins. They look alike, but they're not the same. So you can believe God and believe that God can and believe that God will and never act on it, never step out on it. Yet you still believe him. You don't act on it. You don't talk like it. You don't walk like it. But you still believe him. Faith is different from the belief. Faith is a little bit stronger than belief. Faith is believing to the point where you act on it even before you see any manifestation. Even before you see anything, you stepping out on God's word, man. Only because he said, and he's not a man and he should lie. So I don't walk by sight. Yeah, it might not look that way, man. Hey, listen, I know what to do since it don't look that way. Now it's time for me to start calling it now. Start decreeing and declaring, calling those things that be not as though they were. See, you got to learn the law. What law is that? That's the law of sowing and reaping. Be not deceived. Man, God not marked. Whatsoever man sow, that shall he reap. Let me say it in a different way. Whatsoever you say, whatsoever coming out your mouth, that's what you're going to have. Listen, my time is about up. If you speak in condemnation, if you speak in damnation, if you speak in death, that's where all that bickering, biting, and slandering, all that come from. That's sowing man seeds of corruption. In the kingdom, boy, we don't sow nothing but the seeds of life. You speak well to our people. We call those things that be not as though they were. We call you blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Yeah, but they are sinning and watering our lot and all on drugs and this, and we call you blessed and highly favored. We call you sons and daughters of the Most High God. We call you saved, sanctified, and filled with the Spirit of God. We call you who you really are, sons of God. We call into your life what you really can do, all things through Christ who strengthened you. Listen, my wife and I, we love you with the love of the Lord, my family and I. We still get into the introduction of the laws of the kingdom, man. It's not enough to be in it. Now we're going to learn the functioning principles of it. So stay tuned to our radio broadcast. And I trust that it's a tremendous blessing to you. Listen, before I go off, if this radio is blessing you, we really would like to know. You know, you can call us. My number is 713-870-3776. I'm going to say that again. My phone number is 713-870-3776. 876-3776. We'd like to know if this ministry is blessing your life. And if it is, it will really bless us to know it. So give us a call and let us know. One more time,